Driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
It is 5:31 now, and during August and September, Visualising Mill Road are running a community project on the Mill Road, and with the help of various businesses and local artists, they are collecting community data and visualising the results as street art. Now, behind the project is Lisa Coleman and Viva Kalnikata. They are with me now. Hello, good evening.
Hello,
good evening.
Thanks for coming in. So tell me sort of how this all works. You're sort of collecting data, and how does sort of the mix between, if you like, the numbers and the information get turned into the art side of things?
So on Mill Road, along the whole of Mill Road, we've got about 18 businesses participating in our study, and those businesses have a little device on their counter so that all customers who go to the shop can answer a specific question on the Mill Road community, for example, around how well people know their neighbours.
Okay.
And I've got the device here. It looks like this. It's got a little yellow button, a little white button, and a little blue button.
So what's on the inside of that? I can see there's little happy faces and
the buttons represent three emotions, either happy, neutral, or sad. And when people press the button, the data gets saved on an SD card, so
there's
lots of technology inside
the
box.
Yeah, but I guess in its own little way, it's fairly simple. You just press a button and it registers the vote.
Yeah. Exactly. So every once in a while, we come into the shops, collect all the data, and after we process that a bit, we transform that into street art, which we show on the pavements outside of the participating shops.
And how often do you change the questions in all of these? Or how many questions maybe are there altogether, or will there be?
So we're changing questions every 2 days, and in total we have 7 questions.
Right. So the project is running for, I guess, a period of a couple of weeks? Is that altogether? Okay.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to do it? And I guess the other obvious question is, why Mill Road? I guess in Cambridge, of course, Mill Road is probably the answer. But
So we happened to be on Mill Road one day discussing a future study, and we thought that Mill Road was a perfect opportunity to do something like this because it's got so many independent businesses along the whole of Mill Road, and it's such a lively street with lots of...
Because they're independent, I guess they're more willing to take part in something like this, whereas like if it was a major chain, it's like, oh yeah, I'd love to. Let me have a word with head office to see if they can think that's a good idea.
Exactly. So within the time we had, it was just easier to work with businesses where we could actually find the owners easily and contact them about this project.
So who's taking part? I don't necessarily have to name all 18 of them, but who gives us a selection of a few?
So just a few. We've got Oxfam on board. We've got Chow Mei, which is a Chinese supermarket on Mill Road. We've got a couple of cafes like Black Cat and Urban Larder, and then a couple of other supermarkets and shops where you can buy alcohol. So a great variety of shops.
Does the I don't suppose you're not going as far, are you, as sort of analysing how the data varies between the shops? That's a blanket
currently
answer.
We're representing the data outside of all the participating shops so that people can walk by and actually analyse the differences for themselves, because they can see who has voted for which options for all the different shops. So
this sounds like a job for Phil Rogers, who's been here a couple of times. He analyses the data of election results. So maybe Phil could have a little look and see what, I don't know, if people feel different after they've been into a shop and bought a couple of bottles of wine compared to before they went in. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're specifically looking at the differences between the Petersfield side of Mill Road and the Rumsey side of Mill Road. Because we have, while discussing the project with community members, we discovered that people feel quite strongly about which side they live and which side they
shop. Yes, that's come up here quite a few times as well. So, your own backgrounds, how did your work sort of lead you to all of this, as it were?
So, our backgrounds are in human-computer interaction. So we look at, we mix technology with art and with sciences, and we try to work with communities to see where we can bring technology and art and visualize how people feel, how people behave, and see if those visualizations can change behavior in any way.
You're expecting sort of some, I don't know, what might happen? You think that, I guess, are people truthful when they make the answer?
Well,
really? That's the other
question.
Thing. Although I guess it could go either way, couldn't it?
We had some interesting discussions that we saw happening in some shops, like in, for example, in Black Cat, there's people discussing what it means, safety. What does it mean, Mill Road is safe? So it's really to get people curious about their own community and also explore the whole road rather than just kind of maybe stay in Ramsey side or stay on Petersfield side. So just as they're walking down the street, we're hoping they will get interested and curious and visit the shops on both sides.
There's another lead-in, really, to visit some of the many independent shops we see on the Mill Road. Do you think they're particularly happy compared to other streets around?
So we've been quite surprised. So we've done a couple of questions right now. We're starting out with the study and we'll have many more questions to come. But so far, people are really, really happy, both about their neighbours, about their happiness in general, as well as about safety, though safety is a bit more controversial.
Safety in terms of, safety in their own minds, or
so we've kept it very ambiguous, just right. To make sure that people can answer it in any way they want. So we've heard people discussing traffic on Mill Road, which might be dangerous, as well as crime or drugs-related activities. So safety is completely up to people how they judge
their own perception, as much as anything else. Is it supposed to be scientific, or can it be scientific? I suppose, really, people may have more time to stop and think about the question than others. If you're in the Black Cat Cafe, as you were saying, you might want to sit down and you could happily talk about it for an hour or so whilst having some of their nice cake and a coffee. Whereas perhaps if you're in a supermarket, or you might just be rushing in and rushing out again to get a couple of items.
Yeah, and we also have some shops that are open longer hours as well. So some close at 5, some close at midnight.
So then you get a different clientele and different people answering the survey as well.
So it's very kind of related to the shop and related to the time of the day. So this is the data that we're collecting, and we're hoping to see some interesting differences at the end of the study.
So tell me about the artwork. What sort of things have you produced for this?
So currently outside all of the shops, people can find the themes of the questions we've done already, together with 10 little.
And when you say outside of the shops, are we sort of taking on the pavements, on the walls?
Literally outside,
or?
On the pavement, right. In front of the door of the shop. So there are 18 of those along Mill Road, and people can see, depending on how many of the little people are coloured yellow, white or blue, how the answers
which coincides, of course, with the buttons on that little box you were showing me a moment or two ago.
Yeah, so people can walk by and analyse the results for themselves. And in addition to that, towards the end of the study, we will create another visualisation on the Wilray Bridge, which is the place that connects the Romsey and the Petersfield area. And on the bridge, we will create like a summary of the results where people can see how Romsey compares to Petersfield.
Because there's some work on the bridge, which has been there for some time.
So this will be replacing any of that, or on the pavement? We'll be doing it on the pavement.
Right. And so what are you using? Using chalks, or?
We're using chalk graffiti, yes.
So we don't want it to rain, do we, really? So it remains for as long as possible.
It will stay on after a bit of rain, but if we get lots of rain, it will definitely fade off.
Eventually it'll go.
But that's exactly what we wanted to happen.
But you're taking photographs, so there's a record of what's been there as well?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pop one of those on the Cambridge 105 Facebook page if we can. You got a Facebook or website yourselves?
We've got a website. Everyone can visit visualisingmillroad.com, and there people can also find a link to our Twitter account.
That's great. Well, Lisa and Veva, thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105 this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.